Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Last week, I started a series of Chelan Butte stories, some of which I've touched on during the past 5 years, but now let's consider what is the Butte. It's a very old mountain, older than some of the glaciers that helped form our Lake Chelan. Some evidence of that is the large erratic boulder off the Butte Road above Lakeside. The mountain itself is nothing but a big pile of rocks and dirt rising 3,300 feet above the Columbia River. It has skirts wetted in 75% of its circumference by the lake, the Chelan River, and the Columbia River. The other 25% is bounded by what used to be a waterway, the Knapp's Coulee. This oval-shaped mound covers 20,000 acres, give or take a few, and is pretty steep in most places, interspersed with canyons, coulees, and ravines. The surface has been little changed through the years, save for natural erosion and mine tailings from the frustrated gold rush years of 1906 and 07. It so happened, though, in April of 1916, 2 years after passenger rail service began along the east and south sides of the Butte, a massive rock slide covered the tracks and blocked the west end of the railroad tunnel. It was 100 feet deep and took crews working round the clock 2 weeks to clear the tracks. Train crews and passengers had to hike 1/4 mile around the debris. The railroad made shipments of fruit and produce more convenient than by riverboat. And then it wasn't until 1930 when the highway to Wenatchee was completed to make another option for travel. The Butte, as well as surrounding areas, was home for Indians up to 10,000 years ago. It is estimated that's how long it was. But then, when Alexander Ross stopped by Chelan Falls in 1811, and was then followed by white trappers and miners in the mid-1800s, things changed rather markedly. White man diseases greatly led to a severe decline in the Indian population. Over a 20-year span in the mid-1800s, the smallpox, measles, and flu epidemics reduced the numbers of the Indians in the Chelan area to about 300. And then the signing of the Homestead Act in 1862 set off the westward migration and greatly impacted the Butte. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.